AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Members of Congress have been briefed about Iran. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, was not impressed with what he heard from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran have done, and he spent about 10 minutes until I cut him off making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad. Okay, what is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
An aircraft carrier and other resources have been sent to the Middle East because of undisclosed threats officials indicated are linked to Iran. Texas Republican Michael McCaul says the Trump administration is doing the right thing.
This is a response to de-escalate and provide a deterrent strategy so that Iran does not become aggressive.
Some House Democrats were briefed on Iran by former Obama administration officials. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, says the House will hold President Trump accountable one way or another.
When this committee issues a subpoena, even to a senior presidential advisor, the witness must show up.
The president directed former White House counsel Don McGahn to defy the committee's subpoena. Nadler says he wants McGahn to talk more about what was in the Mueller report. Ranking Republican Doug Collins says the Mueller report is done and it's time to move on.
The special counsel closed up shop without giving Democrats anything to deliver to their base. Now the Democrats are trying desperately to make something out of nothing.
Meantime, the Justice Department says it's willing to provide the House Intelligence Committee with documents from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation as long as no action is taken against Attorney General William Barr. Missouri Governor Mike Parson declared a state of emergency, citing worsening flood concerns and the threat of severe storms and possible tornadoes. On Wall Street, big gains today across the board. The Dow finished up 197 points. This is AP Radio News. Iraq is willing to help ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
State-run Iraqi media is quoting Prime Minister Adel Abdel-Mahdi as saying that Baghdad will send delegations to the U.S. and Iran to help end difficulties in the Persian Gulf. Abdel-Mahdi, whose country has close ties to both Iran and the U.S., says that Iranian and U.S. officials have informed Iraq that they have no desire in fighting a war. He adds, Iraq is playing a role to calm the situation, but it is not a mediation. Last week, the U.S. ordered the evacuation of non-essential diplomatic staff from Iraq amid unspecified threats from Iran. I'm Charles Tulatesma.
About 1,000 commuters were trapped in a Moscow subway for several hours because of a power outage. Moscow subway said in a statement passengers of three subway trains were safely evacuated. The malfunction was unusually big for the Russian capital's sprawling transit system, which carries up to 9 million passengers a day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.